I'm tired of paying for everyone else's stupidity, is a comment I read on the internet last week after the healthcare bill was passed. Why should we pick up the tab when so much disease in our country stems from unhealthy behavior like smoking and overeating? In fact, the majority of Americans say it is fair to ask people with unhealthy lifestyles to pay more for health insurance. A few years ago, surgeons in Australia were refusing to provide heart and lung surgeries to smokers. Why should taxpayers pay for it? Said one surgeon. Though some were outraged by this stance, many doctors agreed with it. As a cardiologist, I once took care of a young man with severe congestive heart failure. We were supposed to start him on a blood thinner early in his hospitalization, but it got overlooked. Fed up with the delays in getting his blood sufficiently thinned, he left the hospital against medical advice. He said he had to go home to care for his toddler. He came to the clinic a week later looking very embarrassed. He had left without prescriptions, so he had been taking no medications since he left, leaving him short of breath. To compound the problem, he had been eating processed meats, which made his condition even worse. But the attending physician refused to give him prescriptions. She said he had to learn personal responsibility. It has been shown that punitive measures to force healthy behavior do not usually work. 3 years ago, West Virginia started rewarding Medicaid patients with special benefits, including unlimited prescription drug coverage, if they signed a pledge to follow their doctor's orders. As of August 2009, only 15% of eligible patients had signed up. Healthy living should be encouraged, but punishing patients who make poor health choices clearly oversimplifies a very complex issue. We should be focusing on public health campaigns, encouraging exercise, smoking cessation, and so on. Of course, this will require a change in how we live and how we plan our communities.